Good morning and welcome to Dímelo. Today's segment or episode is about a very touchy episode in our lives. The topic today is about racism. Now, we're in the 21st century, in a young country, and yet we still cannot grasp our hands around it. We can't move on from it. Why is that? In today's America, many find themselves, especially during these times, that they feel that now they cannot be silent any longer, that they are empowered to bully, to attack, to belittle, and to completely annihilate those who stand in their way, who unfortunately just happen to be different. And mind you, it's not the full population or the full percentage of population in this country that thinks and feels that way or acts that way. But there is a certain group. And many, many years ago in the last century, there was such a group. I was told once that you must repeat, you must learn about history because it will be repeated and you will be part of that repetition. That you will play a major factor in whether it goes on a positive route or on a negative one. Our segment today, our episode for today, it's titled, The Need for a Vaccine Against Racism. And why do I say vaccine? Because I feel that this is a sickness. It's almost like some outbreak of a flu. Something that has been lying dormant. And all of a sudden, you just don't have the antibodies to fight it any longer. The human race in this country is having its own outbreak once again. And so I want to explore what makes you so different than I, that makes you feel that you are superior to me. If we live in the same country, we use the same currency, we drive a car with four tires, we eat and sleep almost identically, whether it's in fetal position or upright, we eat with our hands, we chew with our mouth, we think with our brain, we feel with our heart, and when you cut me, I bleed the same color. My muscles, my tendons, my bones, the total structure of inside of my body, the anatomy of my body, is identical to yours. So why is it that you feel, or those out there feel, that you are superior to me? I've never thrown that up to someone's face, but I have had it thrown up to mine. And I just simply toss it over to total ignorance, to a conditioning of how you were brought up. Racism today is more about blaming who got my job, who got my girlfriend, or who got my car, or who's got this or who's got that. We are in a nation where a constitution is supposed to protect its population. We have the freedom of speech and the freedom to vote as how we choose. But unfortunately, right now, right then, during these troubled times, we have reached a climate of uncertainty and of dangerous proportions. When we go to the polls to vote, we're voting because we feel that that person is going to do right by us. But we forget that there's a huge other population on the other side that voted against your candidate. And your candidate won. Now what? Is he or she only going to represent his clan and forget about the rest of the other clan that did not vote for him or her? Did she or he forget that no matter who voted for you, and if you're sitting at the helm, their tax dollars are also working towards your salary? And we've given you a checkbook to do what is best for our community, for our country. I remember I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I'm an artistic person, so I retain a lot of information. I'm not your best mathematician, but I'm very visual, and I'm very good at remembering what people tell me. Sometimes word for word, sometimes maybe one may be off or something like that. I'm not perfect, and neither are you. But I don't hold that against you, nor should you hold it against me. But I remember it was a Friday morning, and I don't think I had school that day, and my mom was there, so it must have been some day off for people in New York. And this gentleman, who happened to be at that time when he told us who he was an Irish-Italian young man. He was in around his late 20s, early 30s. And he was from Con Edison. And those who are from New York know that Con Edison is the utilities company for the electrical and gas utilities in New York City. And I was watching him check the meter, jot down the numbers and things like that. And my mom offered him a cup of Bustelo. And he says, you know, I drink espresso, but I go to this grocery store near where I live at, and I love your Spanish coffee. You steam the milk, and you, oh my God, the sugar. So he sat down with us, and I was coloring, and I asked him, do you live in a house? And he says, no. She says, and of course, she said, being me, why not? You're like the people on the TV, that they all have a house. And he looked at me, and my mom just shook her head, and he said, no, I'm just a regular guy that came back from the army, and I'm just a working guy. And my wife works at a factory, and I have 3 boys, and we live in a railroad flat in an old walk up here in the Bronx. I'm not rich. I'm not middle class. I'm just a working class stiff. I don't have a house. He says, TV confuses our children. And then I tell him, I lived in a house in Puerto Rico, and I showed him a picture of it, and he says, you're very lucky. Whose house is this? Is this your mom's? And my mom just said, no, that's my grandfather's house. I was raised there. And he asked my mom a question. I didn't understand it at that time, but we've relived this conversation many a times, my mom and I. And he asked her, why are you so light-skinned and your eyes are an emerald green and you have blondish reddish hair, and you two look like a glass of milk? She started laughing. She says, we have a DNA that has a, I guess, inheritance from Europe. We have a mixture in our blood, she said. I have European blood, I have African blood, and I have Taino blood. That's what makes a Puerto Rican. And he says, my friend that works with me is from Puerto Rico and he's black. She says, yeah, I have cousins that are black. There's nothing wrong with it, on our island at least, from what I know, because we all consider ourselves Puerto Rican. And that's where I want to take you now. When my mother said to this gentleman that we were all Puerto Rican, that's where we're having the cutoff, where we drop off and where we lose the sense of who we are as Americans. Whether you're white as snow, black as coal, brown as chocolate, yellow as a banana, or a mixture, and you live in this country, and you're a citizen in this country, color should not identify you when it comes to your citizenship. You are American. And the people that you place in office are to represent you as Americans. Now, I have nothing against celebrating who you are, because I celebrate my Puerto Rican-ness 24/7. But I also celebrate my Americanness. This past week, we heard, or of course from all the different TV channels with their news, breaking news, that an artist, an actor, decided to go onto the Twitter feed and place the most awful, derogatory, pathetic, and discriminatory type of comment on a professional who happened to be part of the last administration. That's the train. You can hear the train. I'm actually enjoying the view from my window. You tell me what was wrong with that comment. Because obviously, this person has worked with all nationalities and has made very, very, very good money from working with other nationalities. The question here is, why now in the 21st century? This country is late in many accomplishments. We have not elected a female president. We have elected a black president, which was kind of late. But we continuously elect people who are beyond their age, who already are settled within their own selves, with their own ideals, who are not open-minded enough to understand that when you lead a nation such as ours, you are leading all people. I sometimes wonder if there's a possibility, a remote possibility, that scientists can go and design a vaccine. They obviously have been playing with clones, cloning animals, and who knows if they've cloned somebody running around this world that looks like me, who knows. But if we found a vaccine for polio, if we have vaccines for all sorts of things, if we've come up with drugs to help with HIV, why can we not have a vaccine against racism? It's kind of freaky, I know. Kind of, 2001 Odyssey type of feeling, you know. Artificial intelligence, all of that kind of mumbo jumbo sci-fi thing. But really, why is it that children, when you see them at an early age in daycare, kindergarten, you see them hugging, kissing one another, playing with one another, and they're not calling each other names just until they are midway out of elementary school? That's when the switch is turned on these children. The influence on them starts to become rampant. I don't want you to talk to that person. I don't want you to play with that little boy or that little girl. But why, mommy? Because they're different, and they're ugly, and they're this, and they're that. And in this case, nowadays, they're called all sorts of awful names. And children are not born with hate or racism. It is inflicted on them like a disease, an outbreak that hits them smack dab in the middle of their brain and grows within the core of their heart until it completely annihilates the goodness that they had when they were children. They start to think, he took my job because we have to do this whole thing, you know, of letting other people get our jobs. They're taking my father's job away. Meanwhile, your father's been sitting at home for over 15 years collecting on a pension or on SSI, doing odd jobs here and there. And all you hear from him is, they've taken my job away. I haven't seen many people out there in the orange groves or in the blueberry fields or strawberry fields that don't look any different from you and I. They are the only ones who will do this kind of labor. Yet they do it honorably so they can take care of their families. But then again, we need to separate them from us. When people argue with me on Facebook about racism, I start to look at their comments and I am aghast at how they cover one issue with another to compensate for another. And I explain myself. they're covering the skies with their hands because they don't want the truth to come down on them. People are telling me on Facebook, oh, well, I've lived a nice life here and I'm Latino and I've never had this and that and this and this and that. Well, sometimes your name doesn't give you away, so you don't have that issue. And if you're pale, you may look like you're either Irish or German or Jewish, someone that is not Latino or that's not black. I, for instance, when I am talking to people that I am working with on issues and matters of the heart, outright ask me, are you married to a Latino? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because you don't look Latina. And I said, don't you hear my accent? No, I know you have an accent because it's not from here. You're from New York, right? Or like up north. And I'm like, yeah, I'm from the Bronx. Well, that's where your accent comes from. You're like from like J-Lo. I'm like, okay, J-Lo's not the only person that came out of the Bronx. But I am from Puerto Rico. Oh, whoa. Your accent changed. I didn't know that in Puerto Rico they had people of your skin color. I said, what? Have you ever been to Puerto Rico? Or do you even know a Puerto Rican? Not really. My friends are, I says, do you have any black friends? One. Why just one? Here in where I'm at. Oh, and what made you become friends? Person gave me shelter and gave me money for my car, for gas money. Almost putting their head down when they were explaining to me. But if my family knew, I would be in deep shit. I'm like, why? Well, because, you know, ever since Obama became president, they feel like, I'm like, no. It's not like they feel like they can be heard. No. You need to go back to school and you need to read American history and everything that's happened. And you also need to educate yourself on world history. Because racism is not only here, it is all over the place. But we are repeating history once again. I was told a long time ago by my mom that I had to go to school, work hard, become a good citizen of this country, of which I was already a citizen, but become a worthy citizen and show why we are who we are and why we are worthy of being citizens. In every nationality, there's a black sheep. Okay? So it's not like we're going to be any different from the next guy. So why are we defending so much, or at least those that comment back to me on Facebook, that POTUS is a great guy? I'm not saying he's not, but I'm not saying he is. As our leader, I request of him to bring this country together. We don't need to get into a war with another nation in order for us to come together. We don't need to be in a crisis to bring us back together. Once again, racism is like a disease lying dormant in the cold, because diseases lie dormant in cold temperatures. When the heat hits them, that's when you get the outbreak. And that's what's been happening for the past 20 years. You're seeing all of these videos of people telling other people, you need to speak English. Why? Because you want to hear my conversation. I'm not talking about you. You're not of importance to me. I'm talking to my mother, and it's none of your business. What do you tell someone who's having their manicure or pedicure done at a Vietnamese-owned nail salon? You darn well know they're making fun of your feet. Because they're not just giggling about whatever. But they could also be talking amongst themselves. Do you just outright get up and say, I don't want to have you work on my feet or anything like that, and walk out? I haven't seen any of you do that. And I go to a variety of different nail salons. As soon as you come in through the door, hey baby, how you doing? Give you pedicure, $5 extra. Huh? No, I'm not making, you know, I'm just making an accent. But I don't see the retiree from Canada or the retiree from Michigan get up and leave because they're not speaking English. But I wonder how they would feel if a Latina or an African American were attending to them. I'm always curious about that. Always. How would you feel if you're in the worst car accident ever and your steering wheel went straight into your chest, cause the airbag blew up in your face, and the top surgeon in that hospital happens to be African American? And his co-pilot in the surgical room, in the operating room, happens to be a Mexican and someone from Korea. What would you do if you knew that? Your life was just saved. What do you do? I'm wondering. I'm waiting. Do you appreciate the gift God has just given you? The gift that God gave them to utilize and guide their hands to your safety, your recuperation? Another example. Your child decides to go on his boogie board and go, you know, in the ocean. You're telling him the waves are too big for him, and the lifeguard happens to be African American. And he's whistling because he sees someone in danger, and it happens to be your child, and you're too busy on the phone, texting and Snapchatting and all that, and you forget about your child. Just because your child is 12 years old doesn't mean that he is capable of taking care of himself. Now your child is in distress and he's lying on wet sand, and this lifeguard is giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And you just posted on Facebook or on Snapchat how you can't stand people of this color, and this person is saving your child's life. What do you do? Do you know what to do? Do you rip this child, your child, from this person's arms and you try to save your child? No. Because you're under stress, you're not even knowing what to do. What do you do? Do you get that aha moment? But let's go back to what's been going on. Why are you so angry at people you know nothing about? We as a people, Americans, bring a beauty to the color of that flag. that we so defend when we go off to foreign soil. That we cheer our American citizens and athletes during the Olympic Games. That we cheer the girls who are representing us in the Miss World and Miss Universe contest. We cheer. We go crazy. In the Pan American Games, in the internet, any games, any event that states American athletes or citizens competing, we all go crazy. Yet, some of you just stumble out of your dream world and go back into So, what are we to do? What are we to even work on when we want to get rid of this issue of racism? Is it envy that we struggle with? Is it the feeling of being left behind? We all in this country have the opportunity to surpass this and grow from it and be better than this. When you cut me, I bleed just like you. When I think, I'm thinking with a brain made up of mass like you. I'm not a Frankenstein that I was made of different body parts. I was made by one creator that created you and people 10,000 miles away from here. So when you tell me and you argue with me on Facebook about a current head of this administration of bad hombres and, you know, and all these other things that are saying, are being said, or the crazy lawyer in New York saying, this is America, you have to speak English, you don't speak Spanish here, I'm going to call ICE. What gave you the idea that because I speak a different language, you can call ICE? What does that mean? We need to be smarter. We need to be brighter. And we need to be just. When it comes to attacking people, you just don't do these things, because these are the same people, if they get crazy and decide to have a war with one of these crazy nations, these are the same people that are going to enlist to defend the sovereignty of this country. To pit them against one another, you're only looking for something terrible to happen in this nation, and it's already happening. You're not giving our children the opportunity to think for themselves when they want to have a friend that's different than their families. I'm dedicating this podcast to my best friend, We've been friends, wow, since we were 13. And we've always loved one another. We never saw race or anything like that. Because we are both Puerto Ricanas. And as Puerto Ricans, we don't see what so many other people in this country see. We see a Boricua holding your hand, helping you get up, helping you work this out, having your back. I got your back, baby. Yo, dude, I have your back. And this is the Bronx girl coming out. So, for you and you and you who argued with me on Facebook about racism, yes, it exists. That you were not affected by it. You may not be affected by it now, but your family or friends or closest relatives or anyone that you just remotely met on a chance will be affected. And we need to stand up now. Because yesterday is catching up with us today. Así que eso ha sido todo por hoy. En Dímelo. Again, this is all for today. En Dímelo. Tell me about it. Con Anita Rivera. I hope you enjoyed my cast today. And please leave me some comments on our group page and Facebook. Dímelo. Have a blessed day and be looking out for you, brown eyes.